Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Opalite Taylor Swift tomorrow on Disney Plus, the first two episodes of her docuseries. The end. What is it called? The End of an Era?
Yeah, The End of an Era. It's, I think, highlighting her on the Eras tour.
Correct. Yes, yeah, so the first two episodes will drop tomorrow. So she's out promoting that. Last night she was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and we'll have highlights of that throughout the morning this morning. Some of these I find interesting. Taylor was just talking about what it's like for her at home. Like, do you know what her house looks like? I don't
know.
Not
at all. I don't even know where she lives. Like, does she live in California? Does she live in New York? I'm not sure.
I think the answer to that question is yes.
Yes, both.
Does she not have a... I know she has her place in New York.
Yes.
She's got her place in Rhode Island.
Yes. Well, I didn't know that until this whole wedding thing. And they were talking about having a wedding in Rhode Island, maybe, because of her house.
She's staying in Kansas City a lot because that's where Taylor... I don't know if she has a house in California. I'd have to look at that. And of course, we've heard the rumors that she's looking for a house here in Northeast Ohio.
Right? Fingers crossed. She might be our neighbor.
That's probably a 2026 thing for her. She's really busy right now. She'll probably get back to looking for homes.
Yeah, she's going to circle back on that next year.
But she talked about what it's like at her house. And she says if you walk inside of her house... You couldn't even tell that a musician lives there.
I think that at home, I don't want any paraphernalia. I don't want any, like, plaques or like, I don't want a studio. Okay. I don't want to, like, I don't want there to be any evidence that, a music person lives here, except for, like, my piano and, like, a guitar, but the guitar's not, like, hung in a prominent place. It's, like, I like it to feel very cozy at home, and, like, if I'm going to go to the studio, I go to the studio, and it's, like, special day today. I get to go to the studio.
And I like that, though.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, I feel that a lot as somebody, like, I worked from home for a period of time, and it was hard when you start to mix home life with work life. It's nice to separate the two.
When you're sitting in the living room and you're watching TV, you don't want to look over there and look at all your Grammys, do you?
I know, right? What a bother that would be.
So we'll have more highlights of Taylor Swift, her appearance on Colbert last night. Coming up about an hour from right now, Also this weekend, Taylor Swift's birthday. And you better believe there's something special going on with that here on Key 104. Let's go to the east side. We're going to talk to Caitlin. Caitlin, what's going on in Mentor?
I just had a really great holiday with my family. My family's out of town, and they haven't been able to visit for a couple of years now. And so they came for Thanksgiving, and we got to go see holiday lights and have a great meal together. And it was just really special and really great that they got to come visit.
So they came to visit you?
Yes, because I normally go to visit them. So this is the first time that they've come in like 6 years to come visit me.
Really? Where do they reside?
They live in Miami.
Oh.
Okay, I'm forced to ask. Caitlin, why would you not want to go to Miami over Thanksgiving?
Well, who wants to get on a plane and travel? I love tropical locations, but the getting there part, that's what sucks.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, listen, I love the warm weather. Don't get me wrong, but the whole traveling part is, and especially when you have kids, and you know, it was really nice to be able to be at our home base and have my parents come and spend time with the kids. It was special.
So your parents are Miami residents now. So they used to live in Cleveland. Now they live in Miami.
Yeah. Yes. They moved down for the warm weather. They moved for the warm weather.
Oh, those snowbirds doing snowbird things.
Yeah. Yeah.
They must love you a lot and really wanted to see you over the holidays, Caitlin.
And the grandbabies.
They did. They really made the effort. We really appreciated it. So we made it special and we had a really great time.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
I am going to Miami.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
The Miami trip was in there somewhere.
It's coming.
We will get our son in heat sometime soon, but it was nice to not have to travel for Thanksgiving.
Caitlin, happy holidays. Enjoy your family. Thanks for the good vibe this morning.
Happy holidays to you.
It's Q104. Good morning. Taylor Swift has, I believe, the first two episodes of her docuseries dropping tomorrow on Disney+, the Eras Tour documentary.
The end of an era.
Exactly. So when did they drop the rest of the episodes?
I think it's before the end of the year, I think.
It's kind of like Stranger Things where you get some episodes on Thanksgiving, some on Christmas, some on New Year's.
I don't love that we're doing that now. I just want to binge it all.
You just want it all at one time.
I do.
So Taylor is out promoting her docuseries. She was on Colbert last night, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. She talked about this past year and how she feels blessed about this past year, all the great things that happened to her.
Those two things that you just mentioned, right? Like getting engaged to the love of my life, getting all my music back. Those were two things that just never could have happened. They could have just never happened. It wasn't like, oh, it's just a matter of time. Like both those things could have just never arrived in my life. And I'm so grateful for both of those things happening. You know, and my fans are why I was able to get my music back, you know.
All right. She was asked by Stephen Colbert about her top five songs. What are your favorite five songs that you've ever done?
Oh, of hers.
Of hers.
Okay.
And I don't believe that she was able to answer the question, but she did name a number one.
It's a little too soon, but I will say I think number one is All Too Well, the 10-minute version. I'm really obsessed with The Life of a Showgirl right now, the whole album. So I can't really do any of the others, except I will say somewhere in this list, I think is going to be a song called Mirror Ball from the Folklore album.
The Folklore album. What's that album?
Folklore? She dropped that a couple years ago.
Okay. She's saying that one of her favorite songs is on that album?
Yeah.
Okay. All Too Well. I remember when that song came out, when that song dropped, because we were playing that here on Q104.
Oh, really?
The entire 10 minutes.
Wow.
Which was great. On one hand, I knew exactly what we were doing for the next 10 minutes.
Right, but that's a long song. It's a really long song.
Well, it was hard to plan anything else during that time. It's like, all right, so we have the Taylor Swift song, and then what? We didn't know what else to do.
Yeah.
So Taylor was, you know about Stephen Colbert, he's retiring in May.
Yes.
Well, not retiring. That's his show's
no,
been canceled.
It's been canceled and it was a whole thing.
He's not retiring, but they got on that subject about what Stephen Colbert can do after his show is canceled. And Taylor was talking about, what she does to stay busy when she's not busy.
When I take time off, it's always just like I can't slow down the fact that I need to get up and do a lot of things today, but I can change what those things are. Like, I can figure out how to, like, chill out, but I'm never going to be a chill person.
So you're going to chill. You're going to chill out with intention and very hard.
What you can do is, like, I became like I'm bread girl now. Like, I like I'm like I've got. Or I'm like, oh, you know, this isn't gonna cross stitch itself. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I can relate to that so much. I can't relax. I'm looking forward to this holiday season to see how I handle not having to do a show for a few weeks.
You're gonna have to figure out how to relax because you can't do much else with that walking boot.
It's been a mental challenge the past 2 weeks. Like yesterday, I can't tell you how many episodes of Mad Men I binged yesterday. I'm rewatching Mad Men. They just dropped it on HBO Max. And man, I must have watched like 4 or 5 episodes yesterday. I have nothing else to do.
I mean, if there's ever a good time to be in a walking boot, though, I do think it's right now. It is so cold. Why would you want to go outside? Like, this is the perfect reason for you to just stay on the couch and watch TV. That's a dream.
Oh, that's right. That's the silver lining. I should be more grateful.
You really should be. You're living a lot of our dream.
Hash It Out is coming up this morning. We're going to talk to Natalie and Josh. Are they a couple? No, they are not.
Ooh.
But they used to be. And they want to hash something out on our show this morning. 7:25, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We're ready to hash it out this morning. Natalie and Josh, they are divorced.
Ooh.
So I'm a little nervous about this one. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on between you and your ex-husband that you want to talk about?
Yeah, so my ex and I share custody of our 8-year-old son. And this has been going on for like 4 years. And I'd say, honestly, for the most part, it works pretty well. We've only clashed about a few random things, but nothing that we haven't been able to work through, if that makes sense.
Okay, good.
However, this, what I'm about to say, is one of those times that, you know, the clashing, and I don't know what to do. So my ex and I alternate Christmas with our son, and this year, it's his year to have him. Mm-hmm. And I remember 2 years ago, when my ex had him, and it was hard for me, but at the same time, like, I could see my son on Christmas Eve, or maybe even like the day after, the weekend after, you know, like I could see him around Christmas.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But this year my ex has announced that he wants to take our son to visit his parents who now live in Alabama.
Ooh.
So yeah. So they would leave like 2 days before Christmas and then wouldn't come home until the following week.
Hmm.
So I don't think I want to say yes to this. Like, we don't have a specific wording in the divorce agreement that covers this type of a scenario. We just have alternating holidays. You know, that's in our agreement. And I really don't want to get lawyers involved regarding this. Like, I feel a little guilty about it, but I just want to say no to this request.
Yeah. I got to be honest, Natalie. You sound like a dream of an ex-wife. As a child of divorce, like, you sound very understanding, and this is a big, I mean, this is a big trip.
You're saying this could be way worse.
I'm saying that, like, Natalie, you could be freaking out way worse than you are. I love that you're holding it together, because this is going to be tough if he goes states away.
What's your ex-husband's name, Natalie?
Josh.
Okay, let's take a break here. We're going to bring in Natalie's ex, Josh, and we will continue to hash this out next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Hash It Out this morning. We just heard from Natalie, who found out recently that her ex-husband, Josh, who they share custody of their 8-year-old son, Josh wants to head down to Alabama for a Southern Christmas. That's where his parents are. And Natalie is very much not wanting to miss her son this holiday season. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Josh, let's hear your side.
So this is a one-time request, okay? You know, our son has not seen my parents more than twice in the past 4 years, and it's only been in the summertime. That's the only time I have the time to go down there with him. So this would really mean a lot for me to go down there for Christmas. Mm. So,
okay, I know you have Christmas this year, but obviously, like, that's not just Christmas Day. This is an entire week-long vacation this year. And I just don't want to be away from him for that long during Christmas of all times.
I know, I know. And we've talked about this. This is a special request. And it's really, it's the only time I'll ask it. You can have him, you can even have him for the rest of Christmas break. Like I said, New Year's Day, whatever it takes, I'll give you extra weekends next year. I would really like to make this happen.
Okay, right. Like, just like last year when I wanted to be with me for Mother's Day weekend, but it was your weekend with him and you wouldn't switch with me?
That is not the same thing, Natalie. That's not the same thing. I was going to be out of town for the next 3 weekends and I wouldn't have seen him at all. So this is not the same thing.
Okay, but my point is that you always want me to compromise with you and accommodate your schedule, but you are not nearly as accommodating with me when I make a request.
I compromise with you all the time. I compromise with you all the time. That's not how this is supposed to work. This is a one simple request about Christmas time.
All right.
To compromise for.
Natalie and Josh, we're going to stop you right there. 216-474-0104. My heart hurts right now.
Mine does too, but while we still have you guys on the phone, the burning question that I have that is really going to determine whose side I'm on here, what does your son want to do?
He says he wants to go down to Alabama. He wants to see
them. He said that. He said that to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
216-474-0104. I'm sure is this common? It has to be a common thing that parents that have shared custody that they've dealt with before. What would be your advice for Natalie and Josh? Hash It Out continues next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Q Morning Show. Pitbull, Neo, 7:30 banger this morning. You're with the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we're in the middle of kind of a heavy hash it out. Natalie and Josh, they are divorced. They share custody of their 8-year-old son, and they're trying to work something out for Christmas.
They alternate Christmas. One year mom gets their son, next year dad gets their son. This year it's dad's year.
And he wants to, and I don't know how this works. Are you only allowed to have the day, or are you allowed to take an entire week to take your son down to Alabama, which is what Josh wants to do?
I'm pretty sure that if we're speaking from like legally, like what it says probably in custody papers, it's just the day. You don't get like a week at Christmas time.
Let's go to Brittany in Westlake. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Hashing it out this morning. Whose side are you on?
Dad.
Why do you feel that way?
Because it's not about mom's feelings or dad's feelings. It's about the kid. Mm. And he has family that's far away. My parents are both gone. My daughter don't get those memories anymore. And those memories are super important. I know that it's hard. I was a divorced kid as well. But family, no matter whose side it is, it's important. And if the shoe was on the other foot, mom would be calling in and being like, he's not working with me. I want to take them to see my parents.
Yeah.
So I think she needs to really think about just solely her child and the time with grandparents, because it's very important. They're not going to be here forever.
Thank you, Brittany. Let's go to Aaron in Menor. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Are you also on dad's side?
Yeah. And I actually was going to say something very similar to what the person before me said. Like, it's about the kid. Like, bottom line, it ends up becoming about the kid. Like, it's what's best for the kid in the situation. And as much as you have your own issues with the other parent, and you know, it's what you want or what they want, like, it ends up, that's how you're an adult, is what's best for the child that you have together.
And there's no ideal situation here.
No, but I find that anytime that we're talking about divorced parents, a lot of the time, and I felt this as a kid of divorce, the child gets forgotten in all of it. And like, what do they want? So I completely agree with that sentiment. If the son, if their son wants to go, I think that that's the most important opinion here.
Melissa in Painesville. Now you're on Natalie's side. Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why is that? Why would you not want Josh to take their son to Alabama over the holidays?
First of all, there's a custody agreement in place to begin with for a reason. So Josh is being manipulative by wanting to take her son out of state for a holiday. He shouldn't have even suggested this to begin with to the son. He is 8 years old. It is very easy to create excitement in an 8-year-old when you go, hey, let's go on this Christmas trip and visit grandma and grandpa.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That excitement. He's 8. Of course this sounds fantastic to him. And he should not have, as a responsible parent, planted that idea in his 8-year-old son's head. Mm. That is manipulating that child, and it is manipulating the system and that court agreement that he had in place. As an adult, he should know better, but that is not on the table in this custody agreement. Perhaps as a teenager, to take your son out of state when he has more resources. If something were to happen, he could call mom, you know, but yeah. As a kid, an 8-year-old kid, not really. You're taking him over state lines. You have a legality issue there too. But the beyond thing,
what's that?
I was just going to say, the other thing I'm caught up on is a lot of the time I feel like one parent will get the child on Christmas Eve. The other parent will get them on Christmas Day. So yeah. I'm not sure what their custody looks like, their agreement. But if that's the case, then she is going to be losing out on Christmas Eve.
Okay. See, I think that's why she's so upset over this trip. We have to leave it there. Thank you for your opinions this morning. If there's anything further, you can text us 216-474-0104. So Natalie has custody next year. She'll have Christmas next year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that when you start planning your trip to Turks and Caicos for the holidays?
Can't keep doing that back and forth till he's 18.
Olivia Dean. Gina is here. Gina in Cleveland is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Gina, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your 5 questions right here. I'm going to ask you the questions. Then Alyssa's going to come in. She will answer the questions as well. Whoever gets the most right will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa.
Okay.
Question number 1 for you, Gina. This Swedish company is the world's largest seller of furniture.
Lazy Boy.
Question 2. What 2015 movie stars the animated emotions of a child? And there was a sequel.
Inside Out.
Question 3. In Stranger Things, the characters Steve and Robin work together at the mall where?
I have no idea.
Question 4. It's the traditional Japanese art of folding paper into shapes.
Origami.
Final question. If you have anemia, that means you are deficient of what?
Blood.
Is that your final answer?
It could be iron.
Okay, let's go with that one. Don't tell Alyssa that I gave you the opportunity to have a final answer there.
Sounds great.
It works out well for you. You have 3 correct out of 5. Alyssa is back in the studio to answer the same 5 questions. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, next on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet Gina in Cleveland.
Good morning, Gina.
Hi.
Gina just went 3 for 5. I did not help her out at all.
Not at all?
No.
You promise?
No, I did not.
Okay.
She went 3 for 5, so Alyssa needs 3 to tie Gina. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question number 1. This Swedish company is the world's largest seller of furniture.
IKEA.
IKEA is correct. What 2015 movie stars the animated emotions of a child?
And there was
a sequel.
Inside Out.
Question 3. In Stranger Things, the characters Steve and Robin work together at the mall. Mm-hmm. Where?
Scoops Ahoy.
Oh my God, you even knew the name of the ice cream shop?
Isn't that what you were looking for?
I didn't think you were watching that show.
I just remember.
Wow.
I remember useless information, okay?
So Alyssa gets the tie with that one. Question number 4. The traditional Japanese art of folding paper into shapes.
Origami.
Oh my God, she's going to go 5 for 5. If you have anemia, that means you are deficient of what?
Iron.
Iron is the correct answer. Alyssa goes 5 to 5.
Clean sweep.
Gina, I tried to help you out as much as I could.
Gina, good game.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. We do have some fantastic prizes for you, okay? Hang on.
Thank you. My name is Gina. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. I've been texting back and forth with my wife, Paula, this morning. She sent me a facepalm emoji.
Oh, for what?
Which says, forgot to have Drew brush his teeth today.
No!
And I texted back, I'm just trying to ask her to have grace, have some patience. I said, it happens. I said, you're dealing with too much. Not only am I not ever there in the morning.
Right.
As she's trying to get ready for work and get out the door. And two boys trying to get them ready for school. Plus, Will has to wear a suit to school today.
For what?
You know, if I, it would take me 5 minutes to just, to tell you why. So I can't. But he just has to wear a suit today. So she's trying to help him get ready.
Oh, so that's like a whole
outfit.
Extra step on top of everything else.
So things are going to slip through the cracks.
Like brushing like your teeth.
Like brushing your teeth. And I just feel so bad for her. I mean, she's been taking care of three children, essentially,
yeah.
since before Thanksgiving, because I'm laid up on the couch and I can't really do anything.
Can't do anything at all.
No, I'm not.
He's useless in the house.
Really? I keep saying, like yesterday, I was like, just bring up clean clothes. Put them right here in front of me. I will fold because that's my job. But usually I fold down in the basement. I can't get to the basement. Anyway, I have to get her something nice for
you
Christmas.
You really do. Have you not gotten her Christmas present yet?
We don't exchange Christmas gifts.
That's
never
right.
do.
That's right. You told me that. But this year you do need to do something nice.
I think I do.
And hopefully she doesn't get mad. Cause I could definitely see her getting mad at you for getting her a Christmas gift without you telling her. But I think you have to.
And if anybody has like a really good suggestion, I'm accepting them. I'm taking great suggestions.
Didn't you get her, was that Valentine's Day or your anniversary that you got her like a salon gift card to go get her hair done? That was really good.
I honestly can't remember, but I don't want to get her the same gift.
Yeah, you can't you know? Do that again,
yeah.
But maybe like a massage. That'd be nice.
216-474-0104 if you want to pass along the suggestion. During Alyssa's College of Knowledge, I'm still amazed that Alyssa got the Stranger Things question about the ice. I was just looking. I would have accepted the answer ice cream shop. Steve
you know
and Robin working.
I knew what Scoops Ahoy was is yeah. because I went to Comic-Con every year, and I forget what year it was, but like, there was one year that there was just Scoops Ahoy, Steve Harrington's everywhere. Everybody was dressed as Steve Harrington.
So it just stuck in your head.
It just burned in my brain.
I am not watching the new season of Stranger Things. I don't really want to.
I do, but I need to rewatch the last season because I don't remember it.
And someone texted in, did you catch up on Stranger Things? Because it's so good. And if you haven't, you have to. Does everybody feel that way? Because nobody in my world is talking about Stranger Things.
Nobody in my world is talking about it either, actually.
216-474-0104.
If you've been watching it and you're like, you guys really do need to get on that, please let us know. Because I'm not convinced yet.
Lots of things to get into this morning. Thank you for being here. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Random calls coming in. Paul and Willoughby. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Now, you said you agree with Alyssa. What was that, on Stranger Things or what?
No, for what you should get your wife, a spa day.
I should get her a spa day.
I think that would be nice. It'd be like a nice relaxation. There's a really nice place, actually, by her house that I went to.
Is she going to get mad, though? Because sometimes...
She might. No, she might.
Sometimes when... Because I've done this in years past where I've gotten her a gift where we've said no gifts and then I'll get her a gift. And then she's like, I did not want you to spend that much money on me.
Yeah. Like, she might get mad at you, but I do think that the anger will fall right away after like 10 minutes
while she's getting the massage.
Yeah, definitely by then. By just, then I think she will be fully over it.
You know, I'm not angry anymore. I'm not angry anymore. I'm getting my
you need to release
shoulders.
All that tension.
Right. Exactly. Stephanie in North Royalton, good morning.
Morning.
You've seen the latest episodes of Stranger Things?
Yeah, I binged them all in like a day. It was great.
How many are there? Because they're releasing them in sections,
I think,
right?
There's four, right?
Yeah, I think it's four or five. But I think it's four, yeah. But the last episode had this amazing twist in it, and I like gasped. It was great, and just it was like action packed. Like, of course, there were some episodes that were a little slower than others, but the last episode kept me on the edge of my seat the entire time. And these like twists and turns, and you start like piecing stuff from previous seasons together, and it's just so good. It was amazing.
Now, did you go back and watch any seasons like before this came out? Because that's the
there
only
were...
thing I'm worried about is like I don't remember all the details.
No, so, like, it, even just, like, on TikTok or Instagram, like, there's reels where they, like, recap important parts. That's what I did. I have a hard time going back and rewatching these kind of things. Like, I just have to go straight into the new ones.
Yeah.
But I know that the Duffer Brothers, they put out, like, certain episodes to rewatch before this season. So like particular episodes to pay attention to.
Oh, that's actually really helpful. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go
it's
off your
definitely worth it.
I'm going to go off your recommendation because I'm caught up, except I haven't watched the new episodes, but I thought Stranger Things was going to go. Like, Stranger Things is like Walking Dead to me. Like, eventually, I just lost interest.
Like, it's just never going to end.
But you're saying that you think my interest will be renewed.
I think so, because I think it was the season with the whole, like, Russian stuff that kind of was like, I'm kind of losing interest. But then this one brought me right back.
Okay.
All right. Stephanie, thank you. Happy holidays to you. We appreciate you listening to our show.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
You got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Carol in Mayfield is joining us right now. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a suggestion for me?
I do. I think you should take your wife to Bellamore Hotels. I know they sell out really quickly, so I think that it's a waiting list. But and it's kind of expensive, but it's gorgeous. I mean, you can get it's a private room. You can get one with a pool, a couple levels. You can add packages on, like champagne and roses.
Fancy.
Bellamore Hotels.
Yeah, she would absolutely love it.
Are you suggesting that I come along on this trip, or this is just a room for
her?
Oh, no,
yeah, yes, it would be a couple's trip, definitely.
Oh, a couple's trip. All right.
Yeah.
Well, the expensive thing, like, I always have to worry about it. She does not like it when I spend money, so it's very difficult to buy gifts for her, because she's
she's the one that handles the bills, too.
Where do they have these hotels? I've never heard of them. Where are they located?
I know it's Southern Ohio. I forget what city they're in.
I just looked. It looks like Perrysburg. Wherever that is at. Let's see here. It looks like
I know it's a little bit of a drive, but I'm telling you,
near Toledo.
She would love it.
Carol, you don't know my wife at all. She would she would not want to travel for this either.
It's not that bad. Toledo? Like what? Like 2 hours?
See, we would break up, right? Alyssa, we would probably break up. If I got her a gift like this, she would break up with me.
You guys have been married 18 years. I don't think that your marriage is that fickle, but...
So why is today the biggest breakup day of the year?
Well, research says, like, this is not even just like an us saying it thing. This really is the most popular day for breaking up.
But how did they come to that? What research did they look at that said, you know what, today, December 11th is the biggest breakup day of the year?
I don't see anything specific. It just says researchers use statistics from Facebook to determine, like, when people are changing their relationship status.
Oh, interesting.
But there was a study done by a dating app that showed that just generally during the holiday season, 3/4 of people on dating apps say that they have gone through a Christmas time split with their significant other, like a breakup. But today is the day, December 11th, apparently really bad day if your relationship is on the rocks. The psychologist says that it's basically just the end of the year. We're all reflecting on what next year is going to look like, maybe what you want for the future. And if your relationship already isn't working out, a lot of people see this as like, well, you know what? A fresh start may be in the books for me next year.
Okay. Well, you know my natural questions then. 216-474-0104. It's breakup day. Has anyone already broken up this morning? It's not even 8:30 in the morning.
Did you already get it over with, out of the way?
Yeah. Do you anticipate ending your relationship at some point today?
Are you the one doing it? Do you have it planned maybe for like after work this evening? Like, what's the move? Let us in on all the details, because we don't get to experience this. We're married.
You woke up, got out of bed this morning. You know what? I'm going to text them later today. And
I feel like being single this Christmas.
I'm going to put a stop to this. 216-474-010.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Before, it's Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Patrick in Lakewood. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
So, did you break up today?
Well, it was actually last night we broke up.
That counts.
Does that count?
Yeah, within the 24 hours.
Okay, yeah, it's close enough.
Yeah, so, you know, this happened last week, but my girlfriend, or I guess not anymore my girlfriend, but she, Jessica, she had a cat named Cleo, right?
Okay.
And so my ex before Jessica had a cat named Cricket. Cleo, Cricket, kind of similar names. We're hanging out last weekend. I'm looking at her cat. I'm playing. I say, oh, Cricket, you're so cute. You're so cute. Takes me longer to realize than she that her cat's not named Cricket. Her cat's named Cleo. She's asking me why I'm calling the cat Cricket. And I'm trying to be a more honest man these days. So thinking it won't be that big of a deal, I say, oh, my ex had a cat named Cricket, NBD. And let's just say it was quite a big deal for
her. She was mad about that?
What? It'd be one thing if you called her by the wrong name, but you just called her cat by the wrong name.
Yeah.
I know. I didn't think it was too big of a deal, but again, maybe we'll take it as a sign that if it wasn't going to be this, it would have been something else.
And, she might have just been looking for something.
Yeah, and, you know, with the time of year, Christmas coming around the corner, and me not having prepared so well, maybe it's a blessing in disguise or something.
Oh, you didn't get her anything yet?
Well, you know, I was waiting for the good deals to come around. something like that.
I don't know. I think you benefited here. I think you're going to look back on this and you're going to be like, thank God. That was a close call. Because you got to stop dating crazy cat ladies.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
Hey, now. You chill over there, Bill.
Does Jessica just have the one cat or does she have multiple cats? Because you should never date someone that has multiple cats.
Hey, I have four.
Well, it was the one. Four is a little too many for me. Maybe two, but I'm not going further than that.
Don't knock until you try it, man.
Q104. It's Q104. I know we are not the Christmas music station. However, there are a couple of new Christmas songs out that I thought we could highlight.
Oh, boy.
What? What? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. I'm just I can't do Christmas music right now, but that's fine. We'll do it.
All right. Now I feel bad that I'm about to present these to you.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I didn't realize this was torturous.
A little triggering, but it's okay.
It is?
I'm just not there yet. I'm not in the holly jolly mood yet. I don't know.
All right. Well,
let's hear it, though. Maybe this will get me in the mood.
Against Alyssa's wishes, Olivia Rodrigo has released a Christmas song.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe.
Sounds pretty good.
I like the
background vocals there.
I don't mind that so much.
This one, I think, is going to confuse you. I think you know the band.
Radiohead?
Radiohead has a Christmas song.
They do?
You better not cry.
Did they release this?
You better not pout.
Is this AI? This is AI.
I'm telling you why.
Tom York would never.
He's making a list and checking it twice. I wish I was naughty.
This is your kind of so very Christmas music.
I could deal with this for sure.
Santa Claus.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Santa's a creep.
It's coming to town.
All right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like AI, but I could get down with that.
There, I ruined it? You don't follow them on Instagram?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh,
there,
you
the
should.
One I was afraid that you were going to play, that now I wish I had a clip of, there's a Gwen Stefani Christmas song that keeps coming across my TikTok that makes me want to, like, rip my hair out.
Oh, but we don't have it to play.
I don't have it to play.
No. All right, we'll do this then. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play right now. We need a contestant. 216-474-0104. You versus Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. We have more tickets to play some putt-putt on Sunday on West 6th Street. The West 6th Putt-Putt Challenge. We have tickets for you. Caller 14 right now. 216-474-0104. Jen in Avon Lake is in the hot seat. Jen, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, you versus Alyssa, head-to-head, 5 questions of general knowledge trivia. Whoever answers the most questions correctly will win the game. If it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Jen, are you ready? You feeling confident?
Yes, a little confident.
Question number one. What is the name of the little hammer that a judge will use?
Gavel.
Question two, what was the name of the catchy Spanish dance song in the 1990s?
The Macarena.
Question three, the name of the brand of soap with its very distinctive green color?
Irish Spring.
Question four, Courtney Love was married to who in the 1990s?
Kurt Cobain.
Final question, you get cashmere, like a cashmere sweater, from what animal?
I'm going to say a sheep.
All right, Jen. I'm counting you up. You did fantastic today. Really good.
Yeah,
you went you went 4 for 5.
Okay.
4 for 5 beat Alyssa yesterday. Will Jen Do the same. Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Say hi to Jen and Avon Lake.
Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Alyssa.
Jen was incredible. She just went 4 for 5, Alyssa.
Ooh, nice.
So Alyssa needs 4 questions correct just to tie Jen. Any more than that, she's going to win the game. Question number one, what is the name of the little hammer that a judge will use?
A gavel.
Question two, what was the name of the catchy Spanish dance song from the late 90s?
The Macarena?
That's exactly what that was. Question three, the name of the brand of soap with its very distinctive green color?
Irish Spring.
Oh, I didn't think you would know that. So now you have 3. There's 2 questions left. Alyssa only needs one of them to tie Jen. Question 4. Courtney Love was married to who in the 1990s? Oh, you're going to get
Kurt
this.
Cobain. And
final question. You get cashmere, like a cashmere sweater, from what animal?
Oh. A lamb?
Cashmere comes from a goat.
Oh, I never knew that.
Yeah, I learned something new today.
That is the whole point of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Well, would you look at that?
It's not to give away prizes. It's to learn something new, a little nugget of information.
And to win prizes.
Yeah, that helps.
Jen, you were great. Alyssa gets the tie today, but we do have the prizes for you, okay?
Okay, fantastic. My name is Jen, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
All right, Alyssa, what is gray rocking? Does it have anything to do with Christmas at all? Like,
yes.
Like rocking around the Christmas tree? Rocking around
Christmas. Not quite.
Okay.
No, but it definitely does have to do with Christmas. Think family gatherings. Think family arguments and fights. I feel like we all have at least one relative that's just combative. And this is a really good hack to use with that one relative.
Okay.
It's called gray rocking. And I think it started on TikTok. And sometimes when I see TikTok hacks, I'm like, oh, this is stupid. This one I think is actually genius. It's where you avoid arguments by not engaging at all. And instead, you just act boring like a gray rock until the person who is trying to argue with you just loses interest and ultimately walks away.
So if they're trying to engage you in conversation, you just
they're trying to bait you with something.
Just be vanilla, be a gray rock.
Like a great example, if somebody brings up politics over the holidays, your response, interesting opinion. How's work?
Well, what if it comes from your retired uncle who doesn't work anymore? Well, I get your point, though.
How about this weather we're having? Yeah. Those roads were icy yesterday, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm very grateful that I'm in a stage in my life where I don't have relatives like that.
You know, I really don't either.
Well,
I'm very thankful.
I do, but they're not in my immediate close circle family.
Right. We all have those relatives somewhere, but when it comes to my actual like family gatherings, I don't deal with it, which is I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah, I should have a drama-free Christmas this year.
But if you do have drama in your household, I think that this is the best way to get through family fights that I've ever heard. Just be as boring as you can until they walk away on their own.
Be a gray rock.
Be a gray rock this holiday season.
Taylor Swift was on Colbert last night, Stephen Colbert, The Late Show. She is promoting her new docuseries on Disney Plus, which 2 episodes will drop tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she had to say about her year, Taylor's year. She's very grateful for this past year.
Those 2 things that you just mentioned, right? Like getting engaged to the love of my life, getting all my music back. Those were 2 things that just never could have happened. They could have just never happened. It wasn't like, oh, it's just a matter of time. Like both those things could have just never arrived in my life. And I'm so grateful for both of those things happening, you know, and my fans are why I was able to get my music back, you know.
Very good. Good perspective from Taylor Swift.
This might be her last holiday season as a miss. She'll be a Mrs.
Yeah.
We're thinking by next year.
You're probably right. And also, maybe her last birthday.
Oh, yeah.
As a miss, because Taylor's birthday is on Saturday, and Q104 has the presents for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.